Good morning, everyone. We're going to start with the Design Review Committee this morning. Can we start with a roll call, please?
Acting Chair Shaw, Director Geisler, Alternate Member Carol Kenny, Ex Officio Member Ayala are present. Chair Russell and Vice Chair Robinson are excused.
Great, thank you. Item number two, non-agenda public comment. Perfect, we like none. Item three, disclosures, ex parte communications. Anything else? Seeing none. Item four, potential agenda items. Seeing no response as well. Item five is approval of the minutes from July 10th. We have a motion. And we have a second by Mr. Geisler. Let's vote.
The motion passes unanimously.
Lovely. Let's move on to item six. Mr. Chopic, I believe you have a fun-filled presentation.
Thank you, Chair Shaw and members of the Design Review Committee. I'm presenting the Cedar and Kettner project. Here's the project site. It's a full block site currently occupied by the county parking garage. That garage contains approximately 630 spaces. This is surrounded by the trolley tracks and railroad tracks to the west, with the county center Little Italy station on this west side of the project site. The two development parcels are located on Kettner between Cedar and Beach Street. So this is the full block site. That contains the county parking garage. There are two lease parcels identified here, one for the Holland development, which is a proposed 30-story, 295 dwelling unit and about 5,000 square feet of commercial space. And the second parcel is the Bridge parcel, which would contain an 8-story, 64-unit senior housing development. 63 would be affordable senior housing units and one manager's unit. The combined FAR for this site is 6.85, which exceeds the maximum base FAR, which is a 3.5 to 6 FAR range. And so there are affordable housing incentives and also LEED Silver certification that gets them FAR bonuses. A total of 239 parking spaces are proposed. 176 of them are standard, with 60 compact and 3 tandem parking spaces. Under the Holland parcel are 5 levels of below-grade parking and 3 levels above-grade. The Bridge portion has 2 levels of parking and parking levels 1 and 2. The applicable goals in the Little Italy neighborhood are to provide a range of housing opportunities, achieve a mix of unit types, apply the sun access envelope criteria, and facilitate Little Italy's continued evolution as a cohesive mixed-use waterfront neighborhood. And I should point out this project has received clearance from the FAA and the San Diego County Regional Airport Authority for building height. The zoning on this site is residential emphasis land use district with a fine grain overlay, the Little Italy sun access overlay, and two view corridors along Beach Street and Cedar Street, which the project respects. This is a Process 1 Center City Development Permit that is issued by the Civic San Diego President with design review by the Civic San Diego Board. So we are going through the design review process this month, and we'll go to DCPC pre-design and the DCPC Board next week, and the full Civic San Diego Board in 2 weeks. There are three, with the affordable housing incentive, they're proposing 20% of the units to be affordable to very low income in the senior housing portion of the project. This entitles them to 3 affordable housing incentives and waivers. So the request is for 3 incentives, one for encroachment into the Little Italy sun access overlay, which you can see in this diagram, the 45-degree angle, you can see the penetration into that Little Italy sun access overlay. A 140-foot east-west tower dimension, which exceeds the maximum 110 feet on this block, and compact parking spaces due to the configuration and size of the development parcels. An affordable housing waiver is requested for common outdoor space and dimensions. And it should be noted that because the entire site involves the county parking garage, it really increases the requirement for common outdoor open space, whereas individually each project would meet the minimum requirement. A couple of design issues outlined in the staff report is some concern about the effectiveness of the proposed garage screening with the louvers and the twisted metal fins, and the treatment of the blank wall, particularly on the west elevation. So I'm going to turn it over to the architect, Frank Wolden, and his team. We also have representatives here from Holland Development and Bridge Housing to answer any questions and present the project to you. So go ahead, Frank.
Of this particular location as it relates to the design concept. Obviously, this key location in Little Italy is a starting place. As was described, it really impacts, you know, the Beach Street frontage and also the Kettner frontage directly, and because it has 2 components to it. So the concept to us really started with this idea. We had the privilege of designing the 2 buildings on the south corners, and when we looked at this building, we thought, well, this is maybe the last piece of this intersection, which is really kind of we've described as 3 corners, and can we do it in such a way that actually creates synergy between the things that are happening there, and, you know, and from that point actually is a basis of a design that fits this site. So there's a number of considerations related to that, including, of course, the setbacks that we are meeting to create the space that's necessary in terms of the airspace for the view corridors. The second consideration was really how to deal with the facades, where a lot of towers are very often a single thought on all 4 sides. This particular tower really wanted to have different expressions. So in terms of the facades, it actually creates a varied response that's really, you know, kind of crafted to address the different locations. Let me go back to that for just a second. In particular, I would say to the south side, the county has participated in a deal that will allow us to develop facades that are with windows and views that create an appropriate image back to the bay and back to Little Italy when you look above the parking garage. And then as you turn the corner, the facade shifts to the emphasis of the gateway that creates that's created between the bay and Little Italy. Then moving to the Kettner side of this project, there's an experience there that's designed to address the residential scale. So although it's designed to be incorporated into the overall idea of this building, it also, in terms of scale and character, has been crafted to address that experience. We have townhomes across the street and a bit more of a residential scale. So where originally our thoughts were that this would be retail along the street there, we've gone to primarily residential and support offices for the residential there that will be a better, more compatible use for the townhome residential across the street. And then this is the elevation looking there, where you see the scale of the new building that now covers the county parking garage and addresses the character of Kettner as it moves south towards the tower at the intersection. The intersection itself is something I just lived for a long time, like one block away from here and going through this intersection. It's one of the most active hubs, I think, in the city, if not the most. And so the idea of shifting from that residential scale to something that creates this activity hub as the first part of the gateway to the bay here, I think, was really important. So this then has where the two restaurants that exist there today are already established, and then we have commercial retail space proposed on the corner, and I think a design concept that really tries to relate to this is kind of the energy of this intersection. This view right here shows that looking at the corner of Cedar, of Beach and Kettner, and seeing the gateway onto the bay, and then the kind of the layered streetscape environment that we've created here. And as was mentioned earlier, the parking that is above grade here is buried behind two sets of screens, which create a kind of a layered effect that creates scale here. The first one being a decorative metal screen, and the second one above that being this twisted fin idea that really takes on a very artful idea that's inspired by the marine location here. In both cases, the issue of lights has been addressed by creating a grill that will not let any light through either to the lighting in the garage or lighting out of from cars out to the street. So we think it's going to be both. It's going to create a scale and character that's going to define this area, and it's going to mitigate any concerns about light from the garage. Looking across, as you enter into Little Italy, we have a transit center in the trolley line right here. So again, there's a multi-level concept here from the street level along the tracks to the decorative grill, and then actually on to the next, which is the deck space and the outdoor space for the market rate housing, and so this is going to create with the mural kind of this gateway into Little Italy here, and this is just to take you quickly through the plans. You can see the project is built around the county parking garage. There's access to two points, one off of Beach and another one off of Kettner, which actually enters through the parking garage. The uses on the ground floor, again, are retail on Beach and residential on Kettner. And then, as you see, typical levels as it wraps around the parking garage, you see the market rate housing on the right, and then the affordable senior housing to the top. And then as you move through the levels here, as mentioned earlier, the amenity space on this level, which is where the outdoor deck was located. And then as you move to the upper levels of the affordable housing, then the amenities are located there, including the outdoor space. And then this is kind of a typical mid-level unit plan. And then again, at the top of the building, there's also an amenity space that's associated with the penthouse level. And then the section here, you can see it's a very complicated section because the site was very constrained surrounding the parking structure. What we tried to do was to actually mitigate the impact of that parking structure on its surroundings by the way the design wraps the structure. But again, there's underground parking and street retail, and then three levels of parking, and then the amenity space, and then tower above. And then on the affordable, there's underground parking, and the first level, again, is primarily residential as it's associated with the affordable. and then the levels of affordable and then amenities and deck space on the top. So that's and that sort of ends in a night view looking down at the water. And the lighting, again, is going to be a very important thing here because, again, this is a kind of an iconic location in the city. So this is so the show sort of ends on the nightlight. So
thank you. We have one speaker, Mr. Gary Smith. He's neutral.
Thank you. Good morning, committee members. Gary Smith, president of the Downtown Residents Group. As always, being neutral at the design review because my board hasn't reviewed it yet. There are only two things that jump out on this design. The first is if you look at the affordable housing component, I don't see a way to do move-ins and move-outs. Kettner, as you know, has angled parking, and putting in a loading zone would take out a huge number of parking spaces. Cedar, being a relatively major street and having bicycle lanes, it gets really tough to do something on that side. So I just don't see how the loading and unloading is going to work from that perspective. I like the location of the bicycle rooms and how you have easy access to the exits. I don't think my board is going to like that eyebrow, but it is what it is. Several other buildings have done the same thing, and this location is not particularly in juxtaposition with any of the others. One last thing, of course, is always the above-ground garage. The screening, it really needs more elaboration to show how it's going to work, because I don't think it really describes it in enough detail how you're going to block the light. And this is especially important in Little Italy, where most of that area right there is residential. And those lights are on 24 hours a day, and cars are going up and down at whatever hours. I also don't understand why we're even putting parking in this project with that huge parking garage next door that could be shared parking. I would also point out there may be a security concern because their garage ties in to the county garage, which means that provides the public access to the parking garage of the residential buildings. So I'm not sure how that security component would work from the description that's been provided. As to the waivers and the incentives, have no problem with any of those, although I'm not sure why they want to count the compact spaces since no parking is required at all. It just doesn't make any sense to me, but hey, they may have their reasons for financing or something else to ensure that those spaces are counted. There are sufficient cars in an urban area that are compact that if it were rental, you could make those assignments such that it would work. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have comments from the committee? Ms. Ayala.
Thank you. Not a lot to add. Glad to see this site being developed, given it's, you know, kind of feels like a leftover piece in the old days that wouldn't have been touched very, but glad it's difficult to develop such a small parcel. And it's nice that since the two parts are working together, they can share the garage access. I didn't quite understand staff's questions for us. I think it was about the mural. Maybe on the blank wall, yeah. And the garage fenestration screening.
Correct. We were a little concerned with the screening, but provided the detail on the color and material board, I can see that they're providing full blockage of any light emanating from the parking garage. So
Mr.
Seems
Smith's
to be
concern
addressed.
Is mitigated in terms of
it seems
light.
To be addressed with what the architect has provided here today. And then we're always concerned with sort of massive blank walls, mm-hmm. Noting that there is some artwork proposed, and that would be something for the board to consider.
Given that's the trolley and that's not the only blank wall, I think it's kind of similar to how other buildings have been treating that area, so it's not like it stands out as an anomaly. And given that the rest of the project does activate the street, I'm not as concerned, especially given it's very difficult to do subterranean or get the parking any other way, although it would be nice if no parking was provided. I support the incentives and the waiver as proposed, although given the parking one is kind of funny since you don't have to provide parking, but when you do provide parking, it has to meet code. So I did have a question for you. In your presentation, you talked about how the different facades addressed each elevation uniquely given their location, and I was wondering if that was because of east-west or orientation or anything like that, or if it was just to address them differently given different conditions on the outside.
We've been believers for a long time that buildings need to, unless there's a reason that it's a very complete, you know, omnidirectional tower, that they need to, address kind of a different look as you move around the different sides. I think here, there is a different kind of function, in particular of the two facades. The one to the south really exists above the parking structure, and it's something that's going to be visible from all of Little Italy. And it really has a bay. It's really kind of a bay direction in terms of views and looking back. So you come from the airport and look across the bay. So it feels like it has a little bit different character to it than the other elevation that basically is facing the other two buildings and the formality of the street. So it's not intended to be a really, really defined thematic difference, but just to create kind of a different expression, I guess, as it relates as you move around the building because of the nature of this site. I don't know if that answers your question. Or
I guess it wasn't like for sustainability or east-west or dealing with sun angles, or you didn't make changes?
Not so much directly to that, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to see this at the board next, right? And so perhaps some of your different elevations you show us could show the garage a little bit better.
Sure.
With that material. I'm not the biggest fan of those kind of rooftops because I think we've seen it so many times, but it is what it is. Other than that, I think it's a nice building. Thank you.
Okay, I have a couple of compliments. One, I appreciate you doing on-site affordable. I think that's far more efficient than others trying to build it. I do appreciate that you've come in with LEED Silver. So often people say they're going to do a program and they don't get specific with us. I do share Mr. Smith's concern about loading and how that would work as I rapidly approach the senior section. Dragging my stuff a couple blocks from a loading zone would be very difficult. So I think some additional thought on that would be appropriate going forward. And I think that the other comment about the screening materials for the garage, I'd like to see a little bit more about that. Maybe I'm just missing it, but by and large, I don't have a problem. Yes, sir.
No, I'd be happy. Excuse me. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Charles Brent with AVRP Skyport. And over on the board, which I could bring up to you, there is a diagram, a section of the louver system and then the fin system, which would be in front of it. So the fin system really is a decorative system, not really meant to do any work in terms of mitigating light spillage. The louver behind it is an L-shaped louver, which does not allow any light to seep through it. So it is sort of a closed system for light, but allows air because of the angle of the louver. So that same louver is down below the fin system also. So again, it will not allow any light spillage. So if you want, you can take a look at that section there, and it should hopefully address that issue.
That's fine, and I will look at it, but maybe we can throw that into the...
Yeah, we can. We can.
Okay. That'd be great. Thank you. What is our pleasure, Mr. Geisler?
We'll go ahead and make a motion for approved staff recommendation.
Sounds good. I'll support it.
Okay.
All right. We need to vote. Let's vote.
The motion passes unanimously.
Great. Thank you very much. That concludes our meeting.
Thanks. Sweet.